Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to another episode of A Sound Heart. Tonight's episode we'll be discussing the importance of understanding what the Bible means by a new mind. So, Ephesians chapter 4, beginning at verse 17, Paul gives a very detailed account of what it means to be a believer whose life has been completely changed by the power of God. And so, in his letter to Ephesians, Paul talks about the new anthropology that has been brought about through the finished work of Christ. And so, beginning at verse 17, Paul writes, quote, "This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord that you henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind." Then he goes on, "having the understanding darkened," verse 18, "being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness or the hardness of their heart, who, being past feeling, have given themselves over unto lasciviousness to work all uncleanness," which it's the very interesting verse in the New Testament. "But you have not so learned Christ, if so be that you have heard of him, have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off concerning the former conversation." This is it means the former life, the old man. And so in Greek, the words "old man" are as follows. They are aleia anthropon. We get our word paleontology, which of course the ancient paleon anthropon. And then Paul goes on, "which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man." And in the Greek, these words, "new man," are kainos anthropon, which means brand new man. Kainos anthropon. which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. So, unquote, with these words, Paul gives a very detailed account of what it means for believers to walk as those who have been made new by the Spirit of God. Not only are we made new by the Spirit of God through the washing of regeneration and the gift of the Holy Spirit, which we call being born again or being born from above. I know it's in the Greek. Not only are we born again, but God also provides for believers a brand new mind. And it is really interesting the way Paul talks about this in verse 23. I want to get to verse 23 in a moment. But I want to go back to verse 17. So he says, Paul writes this, I say, therefore, testify in the Lord that you walk, that you henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of the mind, or it's, and so the Greek word for mind is ex. And then he uses this very interesting word for vanity, vanity of the mind, which he also uses in Romans 1, 27, excuse me, Romans 21, and the word for vanity is kinos. And one of the words for emptiness or vanity is kinos, which means the hollowness of something. But that's not the word Paul uses here. He uses the word mateotes in the Greek, which means nothingness or worthlessness of their mind. Nothingness or worthlessness of their mind. What God is doing at the end, and believers are to live as those who have reached their house of destiny. That destiny is to be manifested in our thinking, in our, and in our attitudes. God does not really want to reform our attitudes. God wants to have brand new attitudes that reflect our new state, that is, in Christ. Paul talks about this throughout his letters in Ephesians and Colossians. Philippians talks about what it means to be in Christ. So he talks about our positional, the positional realities of the believer, and then he talks about what Paul states, that because we have this new position in Christ, then there's a behavioral aspect. We are to walk as those who are in this life. Verse 18, he writes, having the understanding darkened. The word here is agnoia, from which we get our word agnostic. Being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the grossness, because of the hardness of the heart. And his letter to Hebrews, this word is used. God talks about the hardness of the heart, the person. There's a very interesting discussion there of this idea. Who being past feeling, and so these people have become, at verse 19, they have become completely apathetic to what they do. This is a very tragic situation. you know, become apathetic about their actions. And for these persons, nothing is unconscionable. Nothing is unconscionable. And he says they have given themselves over to lasciviousness. Okay? To work all uncleanness with greediness and kianexia. So, he talks about the extensive pollution of the former body. There's a lot more that he says, but he talks about the extensive pollution of those who live in the former life that and what it does and for these individuals. And then Paul goes on and says, you have not so loved Christ. These things are not taught. You do not practice in Christ. So we have a formidable new reality of which we are a part. There is a wonderful dignity and a wonderful power about knowing Christ. In fact, we have been conjoined to Him. Jesus Himself said, you in me, and I in you. Verse 22, that you put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Now, this is a very interesting word in the Greek New Testament. And so, be renewed. Or, literally, he writes, renewed in the spirit of your mind. So, the word comes over to us, literally, to mean new, young mind. New, young mind. Now, so in contradistinction to in verse 23 to be the ancient man or the play on Antipon with his ways, on the other hand, we are to have a new young mind, not filled with the tragic results of the old man. That is our past. We have now been given this wonderful new life in Christ, and we have been given a new young mind that is to remain fresh throughout, because you and I will enjoy eternal realities with Christ. We have been given everything by God. We have a completed salvation. And so God wants us to discard the old mind, the ancient mind of ancient man. God has given us and provided for us a brand new young mind, ever to remain fresh, ever to remain young. This is so exciting, and it is wonderful that we have been blessed in this extraordinary manner by our Savior and our God. Good evening. My name is Dr. Josiah Rich. God bless you.